Winnipeg. Three people were killed and two were in hospital with critical injuries after a shooting Sunday in Winnipeg's downtown core. City Police Const. Jason Michaelishan said officers were called to a home shortly after 4 a.m., where they found five people wounded. A man and a woman were pronounced dead at the scene, while three were taken to hospital, he said. One man later died, and a man and a woman were receiving medical care. There are no arrests at this point that I'm acknowledging, Michaelishan said at an afternoon news conference. The investigation, again, is still in its early stages and we're doing our very best to determine exactly what's taken place. He said until the dead and injured have been identified, investigators can't say how any of them may be related or known to each other. The motive or possibility of a gang connection was still unknown, he said, and suspects were still being determined. I can't identify one or multiple suspects at this point, Michaelishan said. The investigation is fluid and, as that investigation progresses, you will know more. It appears there are multiple suites in the building where the shooting happened, he added. He did not know if a weapon had been recovered. Yellow police tape blocked off multiple houses and low-rise apartment buildings on the street Sunday afternoon, with officers posted on either side of the taped-off section. The 10°C temperature limited pedestrian traffic in the area, which is about five blocks west of the Manitoba Legislature. There is a vibe here. I don't know how you describe it. It's not for the people who are kind of more scared, said Steve, a 20-year neighborhood resident who didn't want to provide his last name. He said the area has a diverse mix of low- and middle-income residents. He said his home was robbed once during the two decades he's lived there, but he admitted he'd left his door unlocked. He's never been physically threatened, he said. In statements released on social media, Winnipeg Mayor Scott Gillingham called the shooting shocking and disturbing, while Manitoba Premier Wab Kinew said it was a terrible act of violence. Both thanked first responders and said their thoughts are with the victims, their families and the community. Acts of violence like this are a troubling reminder that there is still too much violent crime, and too much gun-related crime in our city. It's critical that we work with the provincial and federal governments and community partners to strengthen our approach to public safety, Gillingham's statement read. Kinew, meanwhile, said he's asked his justice minister to work with the city to strengthen our shared approach to public safety. Michaelishan said anyone with information or surveillance video that may be useful should contact police. It can all be very, very important to our investigation, so we would appreciate that call, Michaelishan said. He said no further police updates were expected Sunday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 26, 2023. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press. The Canadian Press, Ho, Winnipeg Police Service mandatory credit to